Welcome, everybody, and this was going to be a little bit different. It's not going to have all the cool sound effects, although I do like that. This one is just about how you can never get away from who you really are. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? There's my Gosa bell. You know, I was just experiencing a lot of things this week, and I forget if it was Tuesday or Wednesday. Today is Saturday. I told my wife and one of our daughters, I'm done with online marketing. I'm done with all this stuff about trying to help people start an online business. I'm done with marketing. It's just so ineffective. It never works. And all these things that, guess what? They are really true. It is hard to do online marketing, to start an online business. It's hard just to start anything, period. Does anybody know what I'm talking about, right? But here's the thing. I can't help but have two very unique passions. One of them, of course, being the church and all that goes with that. Preaching, speaking, helping people, loving people, reaching out. Of course, music. I mean, that's just that will forever be, I would say, maybe the core of who I am. But this other part of me that's, I would say, the creative entrepreneur part of me, it's just in there. It'll never go away. And no matter how many times in my life I've tried to give that up or to focus just on one thing, I keep going back to it. Back in maybe the 80s or 90s, I was starting schools of music. In the early 2000s, I was starting soccer leagues at the local elementary school. Earlier this, these last few years, I was teaching music, or I was doing anxiety counseling and doing video courses online. And of course, podcasting and live streaming and all the stuff I've been doing lately. I mean, I've always been a creative type. From day one, when I first got a guitar, I have always wanted to do great things through my creativity. And that's just who I really am. And I guess I'm telling you all this because you might be one of these creative types. What do they call us? I forget what they call us. We're just a little bit different, right? Anybody know what I'm talking about? You know, you might just be atypical, a Renaissance man, as someone once called me. And, you know, sometimes it's a pain, right? Because I wish that I would just focus on one thing and I would never want to do more than one thing at a time. But reality is that my brain is just always on. It's just always moving in the right direction forward. I'm an action guy, an achiever, Enneagram 3, all these things. My personality type, I've studied all these things, but really none of that matters. It's just really about who are you. So that's my question to you. Who are you really? Are you really that creative type? Are you really that architect? Are you really that stay-at-home mom? Who are you truly? And just because you have a mask or a job or a title or maybe even a season of life, it doesn't mean that that's where you're supposed to stay. Is it time for you to unmask this second part of you? Is it time for you to unveil the real you? And maybe even, I try to avoid saying the real you, because truly, the real you is complicated, right? I mean, none of us is just a one-size-fits-all kind of person. We are complicated human beings, and that's the beauty of being a human. That's what's awesome about being a human being. I mean, right now, I have classical music playing in the background. I'm watching the NBA game and studying for tomorrow and doing this podcast all at the same time. I mean, and I just cannot be different. This is how God made me. And I love it. And is it a formula for success? I don't really care. Is it a formula for $1 million? Who knows? You know what it is a formula for? Of being who God made me to be. To be who God made you to be. So who are you not being? Who are you hiding inside of you? Are you hiding that business owner? Are you hiding being an author? Are you hiding being a fitness expert or trainer? Are you hiding being a musician and a singer because your parents told you this, or your teachers, or a test, or because you compare yourself to other people and you're not like they are? Stop comparing yourself. Comparison is the number one killer of joy. Now, I know that in my life, every time that I compare myself to someone else, I get paralyzed. The second way that I think we also get paralyzed is when we don't take action. When we don't know what to do, we procrastinate. Anybody know a procrastinator out there, right? Man, I am a procrastinator, but I only procrastinate when I don't know what to do next. It's not because I'm lazy or I'm trying to ignore things. I hate ignoring things, right? You do too. And so if you're procrastinating, then maybe it's time to go to plan B, to redirect your mind, to read something differently, to maybe just go for a walk and just take a break from whatever you're into. Maybe it's time to rest and to go through a dark night of the soul or go through a season of rest and healing. But being you is beautiful. Being who you truly are is exactly who you're supposed to be in the eyes of God. There are no mistakes with Christ. There is sin in this world. You and I have made mistakes. We will have a ton of trials, tribulations, and regrets. But be of good courage, says the gospel, because Jesus has overcome the world. Anything that is in your way right now, God has overcome it. Failure, shame, weight problems, illness, disease, someone abused you, your background, your childhood issues. I've been through war. I've been through loneliness, abandonment, anxiety. I've been through, man, all kinds of stuff. I've been fired from jobs. I've made mistakes. I've done a lot of great things. But guess what? Through all of those things, I am more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens me. He is my magic bullet. His word, praying, seeking him, and most of all, being true to who I am. And the same thing is true for you. Stop listening to the lies of Satan and be true to who you are. Express that gift that is in you, as Philippians 1 says, that was given to you by the laying on of hands. Who has gifted you and blessed you? Are you ignoring that blessing? Was there a pastor, maybe a friend, or maybe something you read that blessed you in such a powerful way that you knew you were supposed to do that? Maybe it was a therapist. I am so thankful for my therapist because they've healed me. But I'm most of all thankful for just my life experiences, because my life experiences shaped who I am. And so are you. You are a blessed man of God, a woman of God. Remember who you really are. Don't stop at the titles and the traps that this world gives us. You're a mom. You're a stay-at-home mom. You're an educated person. You are an immigrant. You are undocumented. You are too young. You speak two languages and you only should speak one. You have a PhD and yet you don't know what you're doing with your life. What kind of person are you? You should know by now what you are. What's wrong with you? You're 45. You should know by now. All of these stories and narratives that we tell ourselves are often damaging the real purpose that's inside of us. My husband doesn't love me. I'm not a good mom. I don't deserve to live. I should just end my life. Those are lies from the pit of hell. You have to believe what God thinks of you and what you know to be true of yourself. Stand for the truth. Bible says that the truth will set you free. Believe in the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but through him. His narrative is the only narrative that you need to believe. What do I mean by narrative? Well, his love for you. The fact that you are his, that you belong to him. And if you do not yet know him, that's step number one. You need to come to faith in Jesus. But if you know who he is and you're not living your true potential, it's time to start. Now, how do you do that? You go and talk to somebody. You ask your family. You write things down. You read books. You listen to podcasts. You stay here connected to Gozo TV and to the Trick Podcasts of Joy. You sign up for my free webinars. You go and read all these great books that are out there on purpose, on understanding who you are, on personality types, and all of these things that are free. Most of them are just free resources that you can take advantage of to understand. And then most of all, be patient. Try things. Take risks. Get out of your comfort zone. Don't do the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Try different things. It didn't work. Try it again. It didn't work. Try it again. It didn't work. Okay, learn from your mistake and maybe try plan B. Learn from your mistakes, but don't let them defeat you. See setbacks not as failures, but as feedback. Learn from that and keep moving forward. I am committed to just simply being the best version of myself. I'm a lead pastor. I'm a leader. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a musician. I'm a creative. I'm a speaker. I love to mentor others. It's a lot of things, but really it's just one thing. I love other people. Everything that I do is about helping someone else. And so are you. You may have different titles, masks, seasons. Right now you might be a mom. You don't have time. Maybe you're a young person. You're single. You don't have a lot of money. You're stressed out. You're not sleeping. Maybe you don't have a relationship. You wish you had a boyfriend, girlfriend. Those are all just stages of life. That's not the essence of who you are. The essence of who you are only grows more and more, only becomes better, only gets better and better. Even the setbacks become successes when you are focused on who you are. Even disease, illness. I've had appendectomies. I almost died. Knee surgery. I've had lamps fall over me, concussions. I've been through war, as I said, anxiety, trauma. I mean, you could look at my life and think, man, this guy has a master's degree, or he's a lead pastor of a church. He's written, you know, over 100 songs. He has a beautiful wife that's amazing of 23 years. He has three amazing kids that are beautiful and successful. He has a house and three cars. And I don't even care about any of that, but that's just the tip of the iceberg of what God has done in my life. Most of all, I'm a man of joy, and I'm here talking to you, inspiring you. I'm a flawed man, but filled with the joy of the Lord, because though there's pain in the night, God also comes in the morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the new day for you. Today is the day. This is your day for joy. Start living on Gozo Street. Start living on Gozolandia, part of the Gozo Nation. Stop living on Failure Street. You already know what that's like. That's what everybody's living. 99% of the people around you are living on Failure Street. Regret Street, Bankruptcy Street, on I Hate Myself Street, and I blame everyone else, including my parents' street. Don't live there. Let them live there. You live on Gozo Street. Gozo means joy, by the way, of course. Psalm 30, verse 6, it says, there's pain in the night, Gozo comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. You live on Gozo Street, living la vida Gozo. Jamba juice for the soul, your daily dose of gozo. That's who you are. Yo vivo en la calle gozo. Vida gozo, a life of joy. That's your calling in life. And specifically, it means that you aren't afraid of being true to who you really are as a creative. Maybe you're stuck in a job that you might like, but you have this side hustle. Maybe you overlap, as they call it. You know, 9 to 5, okay, pay your bills. You got to pay your bills, right? I get that. I do too. But on the side, create, for me, these podcasts, or maybe a blog post, or a Facebook, maybe, I don't know, I write something on Facebook that's a little bit more of a short story, because I love to write. Do something on the side. You don't have to give up everything. As I say, don't give up your day job, right? People say that. What I say, I heard my friend Cliff say, don't give up your daydream. Don't give up your daydream. What is your dream? Is to be a mermaid? Like I was hearing my other friend talk about mermaids. I mean, it made me laugh, but I thought, wow. You know, I actually have a friend on Instagram who's a mermaid. I'm thinking, okay, well, obviously she wanted to be a mermaid, I guess. I mean, she's making some income from that. Maybe that is your calling in life, is to do something out of the box. I don't know what that is, but what I want to encourage you to do and to model for you and to be here with you is to be true. It doesn't matter how young. You could be 13, 15, 25, 85, 65, 75, 55. It does not matter. I was just thinking of, I forget who, I was just hearing that he's 79 years old. And I don't know what I heard. He was still, I don't know, changing something or working out. I forget what I heard, but I heard 79. And I thought, man, I'm 49. That means I have 30 more years to still do great things. Man, I can do that too, right? What are you in your 40s? Are you 38, 42, 26? You have a lifetime. And guess what? You may not have a lifetime. You may have 3 days left, God forbid, right? Don't hide who you really are. At the board meeting, at school, with your friends online, speak your truth. Don't be mean. I'm not talking about being mean. I'm talking about be bold, be you. Stand up for who you are. Are you a more modest person when everyone's taking off their clothes? You stay modest and tell people why you're modest, because you know that that's going to guard your heart, even though you may lose a few bucks on the side. God has uniquely made you to do great things. Be true to yourself. Get connected to the right people. Give me a call. I'd love to coach you just for even 30 minutes or 45 minutes once a week. Let's get together. Let's talk about your real goals. Let's get you on a system. Let's get you working a particular plan, a blueprint that has worked for me, that is working for me, that will help you focus your life. Make sure you get a hold of me, davidtrigg.com. You can go to, I have a free webinar coming up this next week. Go to davidtrigg.com/free webinar and register for some free webinars that I have coming up over the next week or so on a blueprint that I want to share with you on how to focus your business, your life around your passions. 11 principles that will help you succeed. davidtrigg.com/free webinar. Check it out. Thanks so much for being here. Until next time.